RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people, babies of all ages, welcome to the Homemade Broadcast live stream / podcast episode 474. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you to our special friend who's here almost all the time, Anna Hummel.
Hello. Thank you for having me again.
I like your background.
Huh?
I like your background.
Thank you. It's a wall. There's a trash in there.
That seems right. Seems about right.
Yep. Just out on my patio enjoying the last few weeks that I'll be here because it's over.
It's over.
It's done.
End of an era of Anna's apartment.
Yeah. And you know, it's one of those things where like I'm ready to leave, obviously, but I've been here pretty much my entire time since I've been in Florida for about 7 years. And even if you're ready to go, there's a lot of sadness that goes along with leaving a place. And there's going to be a time in the next few weeks where I walk out that door and I'll never walk back in. And just to think of all the like thousands of times I've commuted to my house and that's just over. I don't know. It makes you sentimental when you move sometimes.
Oh, man, wait until you actually move. I know that feeling very well. I've lived in 4 places in St. Pete, and each one you go, this place stinks. It's a dump. It's, you know, there's gas leak. I had a gas leak in one. I've had stairs that have crumbled to the ground as I walked up them. I've lived in some real dumparooskies, but every time when you look out the door, it's like the Fresh Prince. That last episode where Will Smith is he's kind of got his hands in his pockets and he's looking at the empty mansion that he lived in for a period of time. That's a little different than my dumparooski, but and maybe he was sad because he's leaving the lap of luxury. I don't know. But there is a weird, you just think about all the times that you had in this place, it's good and bad. And you go, man, this is like my essence is over here. Like I've peed on the floor accidentally before. I've gotten unknown fluids all over the place in here. Yes. My skin cells are all over, and like part of myself is being left behind in this place. And it really is kind of most of the time bittersweet, and it's an emotional time. I don't think I've lived anywhere for 7 years. That's a long time.
Yeah. And on top of living here for 7 years, this place is not a dump. Like I really enjoyed my time here.
It's
yeah, there are a few issues here and there, but for the most part, and I've lived in some bad situations, this has been an incredible experience. I love the neighborhood. I'm like looking out. I never met a neighbor, which was, can you imagine going 7 years and not meeting a single person? That's bliss. That's absolute bliss. I have no friends in this neighborhood. Nobody knows me. No one even looks vaguely familiar. So, It's really been incredible. I love the area. And then, like you said, just I'll be walking by. I'm like, I got COVID on that couch. And I remember when, you know, my roommate's ex-boyfriend, when I found out he killed himself and murdered someone else, I remember exactly where I was in that moment. And I remember, you know, breakups and getting fired, you know, at the Bone, sitting against the closing my door and sitting on the floor against the door and just weeping, and like good, bad, and the ugly, they're all memories that I'll have forever. And it's just, this is coming to an end. So it's just kind of, it's more bizarre than anything else. Like, you know, I'm ready to move. My entire life is in Tampa now, mostly because the boyfriend, work, jiu-jitsu, friends, like everybody's over there. But this is where it all began, my Florida journey. And like you said, it's just, it's bittersweet.
It truly is. Well, that's exciting. When are you moving out, like entirely?
My lease is up May 12th, but I'm hoping to be out like pretty much by May 1st is ideal. What I would want. I don't like last minute stuff. It's very unpleasant for me. I'm not a procrastinator anymore. I don't identify as such. So please refer to the proper pronouns. But I like to just, I want to be completely moved out without any rush. And I'm ready to start the, this sounds so trite, but like I really am ready to start the next chapter. I'm sick of living out of a bag because, you know, the boyfriend has his own place. So that's obviously ideal when him and I are together to not be here because, you know, my roommate's cool, but it's just another person in the dwelling. It's not ideal. So
that's so you're moving in with a man too. So you're not
first.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big one too. My goodness. Look at you. Yeah. You're a real adult human being.
Is that the sign of a, is that a symptom of adulthood is moving in with your boyfriend? I hope so, but yeah, I'm excited for, I'm always there anyway. So it doesn't really feel like a big jump. It just now I'll have a bed there.
Can I ask you this? I moved in with a girlfriend once, but I didn't really think it was a big deal. I was just, I got hit by a drunk driver and I didn't have a vehicle and I was going to school in St. Pete. And she was just kind of like, just come, you know, stay with me so you can get to school and stuff. And I was like, okay. And then I stayed there for, I mean, it might even been close to a year of living there. And then I was like, hey, I got a place. So I moved out. So there's no plans to like get your own place or something.
No.
Because that's once you're in, you're like, that's the next stage of your relationship. And you kind of got to carry it out and fill it out to the end of it. You couldn't just like move and still be together. You know what I mean? Like you're either broken up or you're, you know, going to get married. Those are the next steps.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't want to jump the gun on this because, but I've never said this before. So I feel like it carries a lot more weight than people who, you know, fall in love too easily and every person's the one, but I really feel like this is the dude. Like, this is the dude. So, I think we're gonna try to make this work to the best of our ability. So I am moving in with him until his place is unlivable because it's currently under semi-construction. Yeah. And then he'll either be able to buy a place if the market crashes or, we'll rent somewhere else.
Yeah, that could very well happen. It's a bizarre set of circumstances that is going on. So that's so funny how like people don't really have, like, I know you don't have anything. I don't really have anything. So I'm like, good. I don't care if the market crashes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not going to do anything to me. I don't have any investments, right. Really. I have some 401ks with my jobs. But, you know, I bought cryptocurrency with my Biden bucks and Donnie dollars that I got over COVID. And that obviously is gone now. Most of it anyways. I did try to do some of the meme stocks and stuff. I got in on that trend. But, you know, we're talking, yeah, I lost $500 in that, whatever. It's not,
yeah.
I mean, that's a lot. I wish I had it right now.
Sure.
I want to buy eggs, so I wish I had it, but it's not the end of the world. You know, so I'm like, good. Maybe I can scrounge up enough if the housing bubble bursts to, you know, buy something, or maybe some stocks will just crash and then I can get in early on some companies that, you know, are going to be sticking around. Apple, Google, stuff like that, they just might tank and they can get in at a good price. And then when it goes back up, you can cash out. That would be awesome. Right. I mean, for me, if I could make 10 grand in the stock market, that would be like, sweet. That'd be awesome. That was my plan with crypto. I'm like, just keep crypto going up enough. If I can somehow get enough out of this to pay off my student loans, that would be like bittersweet. Mostly sweet, you know, paying off your loans, of that education that I got with fake money would be just like, oh, that would feel so good. But of course it hasn't worked out that way thus far, but who knows, could turn around. But yeah, good. I hope everything, you know, kind of crashed. Sorry if you have stuff, but for us, it's great.
Yes. Yes. This is one of the few times when it kind of pays to be poor, and also during a hurricane when it's like, oh no, your yacht overturned. I barely have a working car, you know. So that's when it's nice, when you don't have a lot of stuff. And I feel like you and I are kind of one in the same, where, like, I'm not a collector. I'm not a hoarder. I like getting rid of stuff. I'm a minimalist, so I don't even have that much stuff to begin with. If I wanted to, I could be out of this house in four hours. I could pack up all of my stuff and be out of this place in 4 hours. So that, I like that, that I'm still kind of have this gypsy mentality where I'm not rooted anywhere. Not that I'm going to up and leave anytime soon, but I'm just saying it's nice so that I can move in and all I need is like one room of space and I can make that work.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same with, like, with the furniture I do have. I'm probably going to leave, like, when I do move out of this place, I'm leaving the dresser. I'm going to take this stuff. Might take the TV, maybe. The mattress, I'll probably just leave that. And I have, like, a little breakfast nook where I do the recording on that. I might take that. And then I have a chair that I might take. So the next move is going to be, I mean, really simple. I'm just going to basically leave everything behind but some clothing and a chair.
Do you have a plan of where you're moving?
Well, I think, like, it would be a scenario like yours where if I move, unless I get, like, kicked out of here where I have to, find a new place to live immediately, it would be more your situation where I, like, moved in with my girl or something like that, because she has a place. So potentially that could happen, you know, in the future. But I plan on staying in the shoebox until I get kicked out, unless the market crashes and then I can afford some sort of property.
Right.
So that would be good. That would be good. You can get in touch with the show. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. You can leave comments down below. We're streaming on the Johnny B Show Facebook page, HMB Radio Facebook page, and HMB Radio YouTube. Subscribe there. We did get a new subscription I wanted to shout out. It's on my phone. I'm sorry. I know you don't like when I look at my phone, but I want to start giving people shout outs. Clay8903 on YouTube. Woo! Just subscribed a few minutes ago. So what's up to him? Check out a video. I did a video about the Ybor City potential shooter, the mass shooting that was stopped. I'm assuming you probably talked about that on your program as well.
I did see it. We didn't talk about it. We did talk about the Mons Venus thing briefly, but
that's what I'm talking about. The Mons Venus thing. Yeah.
Mons Venus is an Ybor?
No, it's not an Ybor. Did I say Ybor?
You said Ybor.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I meant Mons Venus. I misspoke. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you see that video? Because I even said in the video, like, I'm not sure, and this would probably be something to ask you about, but did you get to see the actual video of them stopping this man who had a gun in his hand?
The surveillance, yeah. I watched it several times.
I kind of, like, look, I don't want to disparage these guys, and I encourage you to go watch this video after the stream, willsyoutube.com. I heard the guy was an MMA fighter at one point and a professional wrestler. The security guard. I thought the form, he didn't really look like an MMA fighter. He was kind of throwing.
I didn't look MMA. I saw professional wrestler, which made a little bit more sense.
They said MMA in the WFLA story.
Okay. Also, you know, the guy looks a little bit on the, not older side, but early 50s. He's probably been out the game for a minute. You know what I mean?
Okay. I just wanted to know, because, like, I don't have any experience with fighting, really. So I thought maybe you would be able to tell us what the form. It just looked like poor form to me. And I thought maybe, you know, it's adrenaline where you got somebody with a gun that's right there. And, you know, maybe you just forget about all your training or something. Just go to your animal instincts of just, like, trying to scratch his eyes out.
Yeah, here's the thing about martial arts in general. It's not really effective when the person has a knife or a gun. A little bit, but, like, it doesn't really matter, you know, like, how hard you can punch if you get shot first. So you have to kind of get the weapon out of the hand, and then you can just go for, like, the standard curb stomping, which is what we saw. You know, once he got the gun out of his hand, he was able to just, like, kind of curb stomp and kick the guy while he was down. Full disclosure, me being a co-host and producer of the Johnny B Show, the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
formerly Johnny B. Yeah, see, you're already thinking about your past with moving out.
I know, yep. It's because I've been reminiscing so much. Yep. I actually called Mons Venus about 30 minutes ago.
Ooh.
Asking for that guy's contact information to have him on the show.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I say this with nothing but love, but the dumb bitch that answered, she was just like, no.
No. Like, okay.
Can I give right. like an email address? She's like, I don't know. And I was like, I looked for him on Facebook, this Manny Resto guy. Didn't find him, so I tried to call, and she was really giving me any information. But thankfully, she did tell me that he is going to be at work tonight. So she said, you know, if I want to call back then, maybe I can get a hold of him.
Okay, well, please share, if you wouldn't mind doing your research, because Johnny and I are covering for the morning on Friday and Monday, and that would be a great guest to have.
Yeah, yeah, I'll let him know that, you know, I'm interested, and I also know there's some other shows that might be interested in booking him, and hopefully I'll get an email contact that I can pass along.
That would be phenomenal. Thank you.
Sure.
Look at these. I wanted to show you this, too. Look at these.
Ooh.
Those are beautiful, aren't they?
Very nice.
I can't.
It's been a while since we've got some new stickers.
I know. I can't stop looking at them. They're so well done. I'm so happy with them, and I'm happy to give our listeners some if they just DM me or email or text or whatever their mailing address. I sent a bunch out today. I'm already about a third of the way through the stack. So if you want some beautiful, beautiful stickers, if you're listening on audio only, you won't see them. So I encourage you to subscribe to willsyoutube.com so you can watch the show. We do video and stuff sometimes. So, yeah, that would be good. But you can email me, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. You can text me, 813-693-2124. You can DM me, home_made_man, Instagram and Twitter. And you can email or DM the Facebook page, HMB Radio, and follow all those pages, too. I wanted to ask you, speaking of dumb B-words, I probably shouldn't say that. I had a friend today post something online that I found very discouraging. And ooh. I love this person. She's a very sweet. I wouldn't
know this person.
You don't. She posted, first of all, she prefaced it with this. She said, I'm not one to put my business out there, personal business on social media. And then proceeded to get personal. It wasn't anything too crazy, like I had an abortion or something like that. But it was, she had a local business that she had worked with that she didn't get the service or good that she paid for. And the business owner said, I'm going through a lot of stuff right now. I'm whatever, whatever. And, you know, she was very gracious with her and said, okay, well, let me know when you're back in business and we can, you know, get this done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she noticed that she never got that good or service. I don't know what the business was. And this person is back to soliciting online for business. And her conundrum mm-hmm. was, I don't want to put this person on blast, but I need some advice. And people are saying, you know, well, you should contact your bank and, you know, get the payment refunded, file a dispute, what's that website where best business, BBB or something?
I don't know.
There's Better Business Bureau. Call Better Business Bureau, you know, let them know that this person is taking people's money and not providing the service. And she said, well, I don't really want to do that. But if you want to know who the person is, because I guess they're friends on Facebook, and she was kind of hoping that she would see it, just DM me, and I'll tell you who it is. So I usually just stay out of this stuff. I don't comment. But I went and commented down. I said, this lady's right. The lady that's saying, reporter, make sure you get your money back. Because she's saying in the post, you know, she's a single mom. And it's not a lot of money to a lot of people. But to me, it's only $40. But, you know, I got to watch every penny that I spend. And I get that in the same boat. So I said, what do you want to do? Gossip online? About this is all you want to get from this? Like, do what this other lady said, reporter. And this isn't anything like trashing gals or anything, because a lady's the one who suggested, you know, calling the bank and calling the Better Business Bureau and stuff like that. But She had a really good response to that, though, as far as the gossiping online. She just said, yeah, I kind of just want to gossip about it online. And I said, oh, well, that's fair enough, I suppose. But I found it frustrating because it seems like you could just entirely keep this off of social media. But she really just wanted somebody to talk to and gripe about it.
Right, which is, you know, I wonder if there's a correlation between people that have real friends and people that don't, and if the people that don't are the ones that typically air out more things on social media. Because when S hits the fan, even if it's petty stuff, there's a select number of people that I call, that I consult. You're one of them. Where I'm like, I would never post this on social media, but I'm in a little bit of a pickle and I don't know how to handle it, or I just want to vent, or I just want to talk trash, whatever the case may be. And I don't have to go and use another outlet like social media to do that because I have real friends who help me out and will listen to me when I'm in some sort of debacle. So I feel like people like that, I wonder if it's the fact that they don't have like a friend, like a true friend that they could just call and be like, yo, this is petty, but I got some stuff to say. I did that on Monday. I was feeling petty, texting my friend. I'm like, hey, you want to talk trash? She's like, yeah, I do. So I called that B up and we, you know, shot the S for about 20, 25 minutes just talking trash. It was out of my system. I had a great workout after that. It was perfect. You need people like that in your life so that you don't look insane when you take to social media and air it out for the public to see. So I don't know. Maybe there's a correlation there. Yeah. But I've never even had the need. And this is before, you know, I know I'm not active on social media now, but I've never been the type, even when I was super involved, to write personal stuff or gossip online because I always had people in person that I could gossip with.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And I kind of changed my tune about that a little bit, especially she gave a good answer of, yeah, I kind of just want to gossip about this. And I was like, okay. You know, that's kind of fair enough. I mean, I think if you're going through all that trouble, you just expose the business, like tag them and be like, this lady is ripping me up. I don't know what the relationship is. Like maybe they're friends. I think they were, you know, at least friendly and social media connections, but I don't know how far the friendship went. But yeah, I mean, if you're going to do all that, just go ahead and just call it out and start doing it. But I mean, like,
yeah, I actually did that today. I called out a business. Today, some would say I let it fly, but I was very perturbed. So a few days ago, I saw an article. I think it was from ESPN, and it was about a local Tampa woman who makes $300 an hour as a topless maid. Okay? Mm. Great. It was one of those like silly stories. There was an Instagram post. There was a TikTok deal. So I go, all right, well, this is kind of a dumb story, but the woman is local. Let me reach out to her and see if she'd like to come on the show and talk about her topless maidery, because of course that's all she does. So anyways, I reach out to her on Instagram. She is, I would say, a 6.5 on the enthusiastic scale, because, you know, some people who aren't interested, they're going to be like, I don't know, me. That's a zero. Mm. And then when you're trying to book a guest and they're ecstatic and they're just like, when and where, that's a 10. She was at about a 6.5. So pretty good, not bad, could be better, whatever. So I booked her for last Thursday. She cancels. Okay, fine, but she gives me enough notice where I can let Bubba know, hey, this isn't going to go down today. She's like, can we reschedule? I said, yes. Can we do Tuesday, which was yesterday? She said, great. I said, awesome. So, of course, Tuesday morning, all of a sudden she's in traffic in Jacksonville at 8 a.m., She's like, can I call in instead? I said, okay, sure. Here's the number. We need you on at 10:30 a.m. on the after show. This mother, no show, no called. I'm blowing up her Instagram. I told her to text me if she had any issues. Of course, she wrote me on Instagram instead. Then all of a sudden, she's ghosting me. It's like 10:28. We need her on at 10:30. And we're teasing it like she's going to be on. She's not answering me. Now, on Instagram, I know you're familiar with the app. You can see when the person is active. You can see when the last time they looked at their app. It is active now. Active now. And I am blowing up her messages and she's not responding to me. So she canceled once, twice, and then flaked on the third time. So then I said, okay, well, there'll be some choice words to say tomorrow. Tomorrow was today. And, you know, I hope we, like, don't, you know, get sued or something. Because I really let the cat out of the bag. So, but that's what you get when you mess with me, when you flake on me three times. Had she even canceled the third time, I would have been like, all right, fine. But at least I would have had a definitive answer. So we probably tore up on the show for about an hour and a half today. So it was great. It was great. So I hope that, you know, we've alerted the authorities, not alerted, called them, but like, I hope a cop was listening and tries to bust this girl from prostitution because she flaked on the show. So that's what you get.
Is it, she doesn't actually perform acts though. She's just topless.
We have sources that she does a little bit more than just clean.
Right. You know what I mean. Oh, she's cleaning. All right.
And then maybe we hacked into her OnlyFans deal and saw that she was very hungry. She's a very hungry girl, and she's good at making things disappear. Her mouth.
How do you hack into a how do you hack into an OnlyFans?
I'm dating like a hacker. Are you kidding me? Like you can get into anything. I don't know if it was like, it wasn't OnlyFans, but it was like a pseudo side. I'm not quite sure. I'd never even heard of it before, but all of a sudden I got a link from my boyfriend who also works on the program, and a link to her site. It's like a, not OnlyFans, but something else. It was just a bunch of naked photos, and she was doing some other stuff with toys stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she seems like she's pretty creative in that way.
Huh.
And we blew up her spot pretty hard today.
That's phenomenal.
It felt good. Felt good. That's what happens.
But you're not going to report it to the Better Business Bureau or leave a Google review.
No. And for that, I wouldn't even say I was gossiping per se, because I was, it was more venting because I was angry. And it wasn't like, I'm like, oh, I want to gossip, but DM me if you want to know who did the, no, I was straight up like, this is her name, this is her Instagram, she's a POS, she flaked on me, she a H, she a W, she all the things, I hate this B, this is what happens when you mess with Hummel, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah. That's so weird. I don't understand why people wouldn't take more advantage of being on shows. I guess she makes enough money where she doesn't really have to, though. It's kind of just like an extra fun thing.
It's only going to help her brand if she gets – and ESPN already wrote an article about her, so it's not like she's incognito. You know, she had plenty of videos on TikTok, like, waving all the cash around that she was making from doing cleaning. So, you know, it's not like she's trying to live this secret life. She's very much out in the open. And in many of her videos, she was encouraging other young women to do the same thing. What has our society become? You know, if you want to do something, fine, but she was giving people tips, encouraging other women to do the same if there's a market for it. Of course there's a market for prostitution. There's always a market for prostitution. She said her dad was very supportive and helped her with the website. I'm like, that's disgusting.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
Is it your daddy or is it your biological father? I would like to know.
Yeah.
So a lot of red flags as just a human being. You know, gave me Polk County vibes. You know, I don't know if you can say white trash, but kind of that. Like, it's okay right now because she's like 24, but it's not going to be okay in about 5 years when she looks 65.
What's her Instagram? I want to take a peek at her now. I'm curious.
Oh, yeah. It's a Sammy, S-A-M-M-I.
S-A-M-M-I.
You want me to get it for you? I can get it for you.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I just want to take a peek, and I feel like since we're talking about it, this would be a good time to put it up on the screen.
People, I apologize. My phone is in my home.
It's okay.
All right, I'll find it for you right now.
Let me just remind people to get in touch for these stickers since we've got a lull here. Beautiful. God dang, they're pretty. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com, home_made_man, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. I'm happy to send you some free HMB Radio stickers. God.
It's sincerely.
Oh, How do you spell it?
SINCERELY. And then I believe it's 2 underscores in a row. So double underscore and then Sammy, SAMMI. And apparently she's a comedian. That's what it says on her page.
Oh, is that right?
She looks hilarious.
Is it Samantha?
Oh, no, no, it's Sammy.
No, this isn't it. I got it wrong.
Here, I'll you want me to
That's okay. Send it to me later. Sorry, folks. You're gonna have to look it up on your own time. I was hoping to pull her up and wanted to get people to get a look at her.
All right. Well, it's sent to you.
Okay. Well, I gotta pull it up on a computer. Oh, I guess I could do that. Sorry, this is probably not good.
Yeah, that's okay. That's
what I looked up, and nothing came up on the. Maybe it's a desktop version that it's not.
I don't know how much of that you could even show or.
Yeah. Is it very explicit?
No. Oh, okay. But I rules are.
Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah, nothing crazy, but you know, it was a local store. I was trying to be creative and get people locally and blah, 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 ask her some uncomfortable questions, you know, fun stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's funny because I just kind of. We had the same thing happen. We're covering Friday and Monday for the morning. And, we were supposed to trying to get one of the comedians that's at, Side Splitters this weekend, but I guess she's not going to make it in time. So Jessica Kearson, I think that's her name.
Oh
yeah.
Lesbian, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. The
I'm
one
not
that was
sure.
on Tim Dillon, a year ago. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But nothing wrong with it,
of
but that's
not.
How I like her. Yeah,
yeah. So we were supposed to get her on the show, and I guess she's not going to arrive in time. And the one of the people at the club, Johnny, was asking about it, and then she was like, "Hey, do you know anybody over at iHeart, which is a competing company?" And Johnny was like, "Yeah, I know some people."
She's like, gave her Hobby's number.
Yeah, well, that's what she was like. Hey, can you set up a meeting?
Interview.
So we can set. And Johnny's like, "No, not doing that." Like, it's not that hard to reach out to these people and find out who they are. But I don't know. I guess I'm kind of doing the same thing to you with the security guard at Mons Venus. So.
Yeah, but you're like a personal friend, you know?
Yeah, it's a little different. A little different. It is the show that you have a major competition with, though. Same time of day.
I mean, if we get the guy first.
True.
Whatever, you know. Yeah. I wouldn't like give it to you first, but if I got him, then I would happily hand it over. It's on Friday, you said?
Friday and Monday. Probably going to be old news, Ancient Chinese Secret by Monday, so it'd probably have to be Friday.
Okay, well, I'm going to try my best to get a hold of him tonight, so we'll see.
That'd be awesome. Are you going to karate today?
I am going to karate today, yes. Okay. Yes, I got annihilated yesterday. Always when I come into class, I'm just going to take it easy today is when I never take it easy. So yesterday was a little brutal. And even if you just don't do Brazilian jiu-jitsu for like 3 or 4 days, you're like, do I even remember how to do this? I also had a very interesting experience yesterday that is pertinent to things we talk about often. So there's a man there, a young man, at jiu-jitsu who, you know, we'll just say that he got monkeypox in the last year, okay? That's the kind of person.
Did he really?
Yes, he did. Oh, he was out for a month. I'm like, oh, where'd you go? He's like, I had monkeypox. And I'm like, oh, you know, we're doing some jiu-jitsu drill. And he's like, his face is like right up against mine. I'm like, oh, cool. Hope you're okay. So love the guy. Great. Sweet. Whatever. But yesterday I roll with mostly men because it's about 85-15 men to women just at the gym in general. So most of the time you're going to be partnered with a guy just because there's more of them around. So I made like an off the cuff remark to another girl about a guy I was rolling with. And I'm just like, he just had that man strength. Like, and he wasn't even a big guy, but he was just so, like, I could just feel he was so much stronger than me. It was me trying to do anything to him using strength was useless. So the gay guy overhears, And he was like, he's like, I don't think so. Like, he made it, he said something that made it sound like I just wasn't trying hard enough. I'm like, you realize that that's more insulting than you just acknowledging that men are stronger than women. Like, he actually insulted me more by saying, like, I don't know if that's really the case. I mean, and then I said, what are you talking about? I'm like, men produce 20 times the amount of testosterone that women do. Of course he's strong. And he's just like, well, I don't know. I mean, women are pretty strong. They give birth. And I'm like,
yay.
What does that have to do with anabolic capacity and literal muscle strength? Has absolutely nothing to do with that at all. But he immediately like took it as like some sort of affront on, I don't know, on the like the trans. I don't know. But all I just said was, I was like, man, that was some man strength. Because he wasn't even a big guy, but he was so strong. And it's just like you can feel the biological difference. And of course he was like, I don't think so. He was just like, don't say that. You can muscle up. And I'm like, no, I can't. Compared to a dude, like,
you know what, no. Though? He was probably trying to be nice to appease you. He probably thought that that's what you wanted to hear, because that's what a lot of ladies like to hear. I saw a video today, man, and I'm shocked. I love you gals, and I know I trash y'all quite a bit, but the hubris that some of these people have, these ladies have, it was a fight, and this chick... it was a girl and a guy, and they were kind of like, it got a little bit grabby and it was getting a little violent. And this girl jumps in and punches the dude in the head.
Like another girl, like a third party.
It was another girl, two girls. One girl's fighting with the guy. The other girl comes in and punches the guy and says, don't hit her. Do not touch her. So there's another guy there. He kind of gives her a slap. It must have been the dude's brother or something. It's like, don't hit my brother. So then she goes, squares up with the dude and starts doing it. And the guy punches her in the face. It was terrible. I mean, I don't condone this behavior.
I want to see this video.
It's probably on Twitter somewhere. I can probably find it for you. And then she grabs her face, obviously, and then is shocked by this, obviously got her bell rung a little bit. And instead of going, uh-oh, I'm out of my league, she goes right back. And then he really hits her this time and, like, knocks her out. And it's just like, what are you doing? What are you doing? We're putting, you know, people's lives at risk, potentially. It's like, you get with the wrong dude. Most men aren't going to take the bait, but holy hell. I mean,
who are you surprised more with, the woman or the man? Because I feel like both, it's kind of surprising.
I
was surprised by the man for hitting her. Not that I'm saying it wasn't deserved, but
I could just say he looked like this guy looked like he would hit a gal. Yeah, I mean, just like you got to know your competition or know your enemy type of thing. But I you know, I'm shocked, and I've seen a lot of videos like this too, where ladies are like, square up, let's go, let's fight. And it's just like, man, we're putting people's lives at risk with this attitude, you know, that's freely going around. And that guy was probably, you know, I don't know if he believes it or not, but he was probably just trying to hype you up. Like, this is probably thought that this is what you want to hear.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like weirdly okay with that. Cause if she started like crying, it's like, you can't believe you hit me. Now you may follow up with that later and learn like she filed charges against him or something. But if she wants to get into the ring and get hit and she's not about to file charges when she gets hit back, I honestly don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. Like you ask, like how many, if you're ever in an altercation, and this is more of a question for men, I guess, but well, I guess both. But if you're in an altercation and a lady hits you, how many times before you're allowed to hit her back? And most men answer, you restrain, you don't hit. But I think if you ask like some people, some progressive individuals, I bet you some of them are going to say once, one for one, you know, because we're all the same, which is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird that there's like these weird sectors and I would say that's less wokeism and more like feminist. Not to say that there is an overlap, but there are like some strong feminist communities that don't want trans men in their spaces. Like those women, I could see them saying it. But then with the like real like new age woke people, they would say something like, oh, that's toxic masculinity.
Yes. So, right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It is weird, though, that there's some of them, sometimes they're like at odds with one another.
And they oddly have a weird, or the horseshoe, where they kind of connect and they both agree, even though for different, totally different reasons, though, that they'll kind of.
And it's really funny. Like, this is just an off the wall tangent example, but I was talking to one of my very, very, very liberal friends who lives in Toronto, and she didn't want to get the vaccine, not because she like doesn't trust the government or anything, but she like, she doesn't take any medicine. Like, she's all about like homeopathic natural stuff. But she didn't want to take the vaccine, and not because she was, you know, told to, or she was, you know, pushed into submission, but she's just like, dude, I'm like natural granola chick. Like, I don't want to take a vaccine. She's like, I don't even want to take vaccines that have been in circulation for years. So it was just kind of this weird thing that we oddly agreed on, but were on different sides of the spectrum. But kind of like that, where things are like at odds at one another, with one another. Like feminists versus like really, really woke people that are, you know, the feminists that are calling for no trans women in their spaces because they're like, we fought for our own spaces. We don't want men to come in and dominate and win Woman of the Year and all this other sort of stuff when we are naturally born women. So,
yeah, I guess that's the main debate, is that they would argue that they are actually women. So that's not that you're bringing men into a space, but they are actually women with a penis.
That would be their argument. Yes. But the feminists would say they're not women.
The TERFs, like
hardcore feminists would say, you are not a woman, you don't have a womb, you don't have my lived experience, yada, yada, yada. But the real woke people would say a woman is anyone who identifies as a woman.
Right. You know, they're even, it's getting kind of, remember Rachel Dolezal?
Yes.
Rachel Dolezal was the leader of the NAACP, I believe, in Washington, which...
I think it was, like a Spokane or something.
A very white part of town. But she, you know, lied and said that she was black, and then she got exposed for being a liar, and they found her old high school photos, and she's just, like, the whitest lady ever.
Why?
And then she kind of got, like, you know, people were like, nope, not okay. You can't do this. She's kind of... I think the... thought is coming around to the idea that you can do this too. Like, I think they're going like, well, if you can do this one, then we have to be open to trans race now, because she was at they signed this Crown Act in Arizona, I believe it was. So I don't even know if she lives in Arizona, Rachel Dolezal, but it was basically, it's a, some sort of, I don't know exactly what it is, but it's like black ladies' hair. Like, you can't discriminate against black ladies' hair. I don't know what that entails, what that means exactly, but that's what it was. And they had, it was all black ladies back there for the sign. You know, they had, when they sign bills, they get like people around to kind of, for the press to take pictures and stuff. It's all black ladies. And then it's Rachel Dolezal was there for some reason. What?
What? He's back. He's back. And I think he has an OnlyFans, if I'm not mistaken.
I've seen some pictures. Yeah. It was disturbing and also enjoyable at the same time for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think even that kind of point of view is coming back into potentially being okay. Initially it was no, and now it's like, well, I think we're gonna have to open it up. So I don't know where it's gonna go. Probably nowhere good. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. And I'm excited for whatever's going to happen. It's going to be exciting.
I know. Me too. We'll see where we go. I wonder what the next frontier is going to be. I've said this before, and I hope I'm not right, but I have a sneaking suspicion I might be. I think we're going to try to clinicalize pedophilia as a sexual orientation. Yes. I think that's the next frontier.
I do too.
Because I've heard bits and pieces of like, I heard a weird TED talk, and listen, I honestly truly feel bad. I feel the worst for people who are sexually attracted to women and they don't act on it. Like, they're just like, oh my God, I have this horrible urge to do something terrible. I know it's bad. I'll never act on it, but I am sexually attracted to children. Like, that's horrible. But I feel like now that is going to be somewhat normalized, much like gender dysphoria has been normalized. And I don't think that that's going to go anywhere good.
Yeah. And some people are
going to. That's the next frontier. Like, what else is there?
Right. Some people are going to take umbrage with that. That, no, of course not. That wouldn't happen. But it seems like there's always something. Like, once something is like conquered, then it's like, all right, what else we got? Then you just keep going right down the dystopia hole, and it's all out of peace and love and acceptance, because, you know, these right people are people, right, and we must be accepting. And it's scary. I think you're right though, Anna, that probably is going to be the next frontier, but we got a lot of this fight left to go. So you know, it's gonna be something.
It's a long road ahead.
I don't really know what to say about it.
But all you can do is kind of stay in your lane and laugh along the way. That's all you can do. And try not to get too bothered. But sometimes you will. Like, I'm getting real tired of all this trans stuff. I don't know how else to say. Like, I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of hearing about it. I'm so sick of having the discussion about it.
I know.
Like, if you want to do whatever you want to do is cool with me, but like the shoving of it like down your throat nonstop and just being completely like unaware of like any sort of biology when you guys are the ones that are like, climate change, look at the facts, da, da, da. We're not religious, crazy evangelicals. It's like, yeah, you are, but to wokeism.
So yeah, everybody's
going on.
Everybody's like, got their own science that they can point to. Everybody's got their own studies. Everybody's got their own graphs. And everybody, there's an approved one that's sanctioned science, and one that may be accurate, maybe not, maybe it is, that is not sanctioned by the state. And that's the one that's the, those are the heretics. Those are the ones that get pushed out of science. And then science gets cohesive again. And it's going to be dark days ahead. That's all I can say. It's going to be dark days ahead if this continues. I don't know if it will or not, but it certainly seems like it. Unless there's some sort of secondary institutions that kind of get people are able to open schools and universities and kind of go, no, we're just going to do the old way of doing science or the scientific method. You know, science will get done that way. But yeah, I don't know, man. I know you probably got to get out of here. It's getting late.
I got to go to karate. I got to break some boards. So.
All right. Well, Anna, thank you very much, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Well, take care. Bye, everyone.
That's the show for Anna Hummel. My name's Will Koontz. Thank you. Subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, HMB Radio, even if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're listening on podcasts, subscribe to the YouTube, willsyoutube.com, HMB Radio, all one word on your favorite podcast app. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frankenverse Jazz Show is up next, followed by The Indie Circuit. And for Anna Hummel, I'm Will Koontz. Have a great night. Goodbye.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.